Consecrated in Sabirinet. Good. An earthly moans from rattling bones behind each crystal door. It's more than boo that'll frighten you. I long to hear your cry. You won't survive the tale that I've so ghoulishly devised. Dark and haunted, deeds undaunted, tales from the crypt. Greetings, boils and ghouls, and welcome to another eerie edition of our gory stories. Deadly delights and terrifying tales that only I, the Crypt Keeper, world's undisputed icon of ghoulish horror, know how to dig up. Ooh, hear that, kiddies? Those are mad dogs outside. People ask, why don't I just shoot them? I did shoot them. That's what made them so mad. By the way, creeps, I was looking in the mirror the other day. I think I know now what they mean by the expression, if looks could kill, I slay me sometimes. Enough chit-chat. It's showtime, Fright Fiends. Time for one of my nasty little nuggets that's guaranteed to bring chills to your spine, cause you to break out in a cold sweat, and make the hair on the back of your neck stand up at attention. And that's not even the scary part. I call this macabre bit of mayhem by the fright of the silvery moon. I do hope you can survive it, kitty.
Dirt. Let me get it open.
You get out. Okay, okay, Duster. Hang on. You're going to rip through the screen door. Ah, there you go, boy. Whoa. Looks like some critter knocked over the garbage can. Now, you stay out of it, Duster. You hear? Good boy. All right, see you in a bit. What the hell is going on? Oh, Jesus, you almost hit me with that thing. You're going to be one real dead eco-terrorist, I tell you. Come, where's my... Oh, damn, I missed him. Yeah, you keep running, you...
Oh, my God. Oh, Duster.
Yourself, you know what he's gonna say.
Yeah, I know it. Frank, that open mouth chewing is driving me crazy. Could you quiet it down?
Sorry.
And button up your shirt correctly. Who dresses you in the morning anyhow?
Who dresses me?
Half the time you don't even have the same colored socks on.
Oh, that's not true. They're both blue. It's just one got stripes, that's all.
Well, here we go. Tuck in your shirt, Frank.
Oh, sorry. How are you, Sheriff? Deputy?
Alec? Oh, looks like you had some trouble last night.
Yeah, we had trouble, all right. Come on, follow me around to the back.
Your son Steve over that flu, Alec?
Oh, sure. Been over it for a week now. Nasty bug, though.
Tell me about it. My whole department sounds like a consumptive ward. Of course, that's only about four people.
Well, here's Duster. Found two more head of cattle dead, too.
My lord.
Wow!
I'm sorry, Alec. Now, what did you see when you came out here?
Well, I didn't see all that much. It was new moon last night, too dark. I did make out somebody running away, though. It was somebody real small, too.
Small?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe 5 feet.
You sure?
Yeah.
Looks more to me like an animal got into your garbage. Look at all these chicken bones.
They been having trouble with feral dogs over by Mascaro.
Will you look at that? What happened over there?
Whoever it was threw that garbage can at me. Put a nice big dent in the house, too.
So, he threw it about 10 feet, and you say he was little?
Look, Sheriff, you know as well as I do what happened here last night.
Okay, stop right there.
It was that goddamn eco-terrorist bitch. That's what happened.
Now, Alec, we've been over this before.
I mean, what right do those troublemakers have to go camping out by the lake anyway?
They have every right. It's public land.
Now, you think they also have a right to tell us where to graze our cattle?
I didn't say
that. Alec, I'm going to take a closer look at the dog. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, when are you going to do something about her and the rest of those people? It's not like we're talking about the Sierra Club here. These are terrorists.
Well, listen, I know how you feel about the environmentalists, Alec.
No, it's you just... don't. You don't know what it's like coming home and finding cattle blood splashed all over your porch. You don't know what it's like to get death threats and to have your kids threatened.
Now, you listen to me. The threats around here haven't exactly been one-sided. If you're going to take the high moral ground, you better have your feet planted squarely on it.
I don't understand you, Sheriff. Your family's been in New Mexico for 3 generations. Why are you taking sides with these people? Well, what about us? We're the ones you should be worrying about.
Alec, I'm trying to be fair. There is nothing here that ties that woman to what happened last night. For now, I'm going to chalk this up to feral dogs. I mean, look at these chewed up chicken bones. What you're saying doesn't make any sense.
How does an animal lob a garbage can 10 feet, Sheriff?
How would a 5-foot female environmentalist do it? Now look, I have to get the Game and Fish Department to come over and pick up Duster. That way you'll know exactly what's what.
I don't want them to take my dog. My boy and I want to bury him.
Okay, if that's how you feel, they'll give you the carcass back when they're done. And I'm sorry about this, Alec. I really am.
If it wasn't them, then it's goons working for them. They're behind all those cattle mutilations. And I think you should start remembering which side your bread is buttered on, Sheriff.
All right, Alec. We'll see. Deputy, you ready? Come on.
Yes, sir.
If it wasn't them, then it's goons working for them. I swear, the cattle people blame those environmental groups for everything from cattle disease to global warming.
You know, Sheriff, I'll tell you what that dog carcass reminds me of.
Oh, Frank, don't you start.
Chalk another one up to chupacabras. That dog was butchered exactly the same way as all that livestock.
Chupa just didn't have time to suck the blood out.
God's sake. Between local superstition, all that Roswell UFO, happy crappy, I'm fed up to the teeth. Did you hear that woman babbling about that comet last night? Every little flash in the sky has to be an alien craft.
Think about it. It's behaving just like any other predator that's close to people. Maybe it's finding out it's easier to eat leftovers in the garbage than it is to make a kill. Economy of energy. Besides, there's always the family dog for a little refreshment.
Frank, shut up before I unscrew your head. and tuck in your shirt.
Yes, sir.
Linda, come on.
Please turn on the light. You know I don't like the dark.
Shh. Okay, okay.
Will you stop shushing me? You're making me nervous.
Ow! I banged my foot.
So, turn on the light.
That's what I'm looking for. Ah, here it is. Hi, Tango. Easy boy, it's only me. Hi, Juno.
Why are you so set on coming in here anyway?
More room. It's better than the back of that stinky old car. Besides, stables are cozy.
Says you.
God bless you. Now let's make our little nest. Would Madame care for the blanket over by the whirlpool, or perhaps by the sun deck?
I wish we had a whirlpool. Oh, God, this hay.
Oh, bless you. You poor baby. Is the hay making you sneeze?
I forgot my allergy pill this morning. And it's cold in here.
Oh, I'm sorry. But I can fix that.
What are you going to do? Build a fire in the... Steve, did you bolt that door?
I think so. It doesn't matter, baby. There's nothing outside except the big, beautiful... full moon.
Yeah, and your dad, if he decides to come in here.
Nah, he's still all worn out from what happened to Duster and the cattle. He's sound asleep by now.
You sure? Steve, are you... Steve, what's that?
I don't know. Some rats, maybe.
Rats?
Mice. Probably mice. Oh, man. There goes the light.
Great. Did the mice turn off the lights, too?
Nah, the light bulb blew, that's all.
Well, would you get a spare, please? It's almost pitch black in here.
Linda, that means I have to go to the house.
I want some light in here, Stephen. Let's go.
No, you stay here.
In the dark? With the rat?
Mice, you'll be okay. I just don't want my dad to wake up and find the two of us together, you know what I mean? I'll be right back.
Okay, but hurry.
All right. Ow, I hit my other foot.
Be careful.
Yeah, you're the one who wanted me to hurry. What's wrong with the dark, anyway? I'll be right back.
It's okay, Tango. I bet you guys don't like it in here at night either, huh? Well, I guess that's a yes. Oh, my God! Steven, that is not funny! You know I don't like to be groped like that. Now, will you please go? Hey, that tickles. You are anxious, aren't you? Oh, and your hands are downright clammy. Steven?
The battle between ranchers and the environmental activist group who call themselves the Children of Gaia continues here this afternoon in Las Luces. As you can see, the group is staging a large rally here in La Cruz National Park. I have Sarah Powell here, the leader of the group. Sarah, some of the ranchers say you and your people have been mutilating and poisoning cattle. What do you say to those allegations?
That is total nonsense and typical of the propaganda these ranchers have been spreading about us.
The fact is they are letting sheep and cattle lay waste not only to their rangelands, but to public lands as well. They are overgrazing and destroying what is left of our wilderness.
Miss Powell, do you think that...
Look around you. The entire Upper Sonoran will be dust by the time they're through with it. They have no right to graze their cattle on public lands.
Miss Powell.
And when we try to reason with them, they make sneak attacks like cowards on our people and our camp. Once and for all, it is time to stop them. One of the things people can do is not support them by eating meat.
So I assume, Miss Powell, that
if you eat meat, you are part of the problem. Help us stop them now. And sooner or later, no matter what they do to us, we will stop them.
Well, all right. Thank you, Sarah. That was Sarah Powell, leader of the Children of Gaia. This is Patricia Clark for the Southeast News Service.
Just let me lower this. The deputy likes to turn up the radio. Now, are you sure you told me absolutely everything, Steve?
I swear, that's all I saw. I went into the house to look for a spare light bulb, and I heard all the noise outside, and by the time I got back to the stable, the horses were loose, and Linda was just... And she was just lying there.
For God's sake, Sheriff, if my boy could tell you, he would.
I know, Alec. Steve, I heard from my daughter that you and Linda had a quarrel a few days ago.
Well, yeah. We had a little bit of an argument, but it was no big deal. We were all made up one day later.
You weren't still angry at her or anything, were you?
No, I...
Now, wait a minute. What's that supposed to mean, Sheriff? You're not saying my boy was responsible for what happened.
Alec, all I'm saying...
First my cattle, then my dog, now a young girl attacked in my barn. It's those environmentalists in there.
Hey, everybody. I'm going out for coffee. Anybody want some? Sheriff?
No, not for me, Frank. I'm kind of busy.
Gee, much healthier.
No, I don't think so.
Sure, I have a nice oolong.
I don't want any tea, Frank.
Or coffee?
No.
Oh, okay, girl.
That's a hell of a thing, accusing my son, Sheriff. Next thing you know, you'll be telling me he killed Duster and mutilated my cattle.
I'm not accusing him, Alec. I'm just going by the numbers here. I have to do that as part of my job, that's all.
Yeah. Job should be to investigate parties that are obviously guilty.
Wait,
not my son.
Room, you can't go. The sheriff's in a meeting.
Sheriff, do you even intend to come out to watch
him? I'm sorry, Sheriff. She just came banging through here.
That's okay, Frank.
Oh, by the way, I'm going out. You want any coffee or...
No.
Your thing, Sheriff.
Does it matter to you at all that somebody totally trashed our camp?
Well, look who's back from her little photo op.
Hey, there's no reason why you ranchers couldn't have been there, too. Oh, by the way, that was quite a little light show you got on for us the other night.
What the
hell do you think you were doing, buzzing us with that helicopter, huh? You were terrorizing the people in my camp again.
What are you talking about? The only helicopter pilot around these parts is the sheriff.
Oh, really?
I don't have time for this. Look, Miss Powell, I've got one full-time deputy, one part-time secretary, and a whole lot of trouble.
Uh-huh. Gee, well, you'd think those guys on the town council could rake up a little coin for an extra deputy, huh? Plenty of money in this place, that's for sure.
Listen, honey, why don't you pack it all in a bag and get the hell out of Dodge while you still can?
Alec.
Oh, is that a threat, Mr. Rancher? Oh, look, I'm scared.
Miss Powell.
Do you really think you and your thugs can run us off that easily? You think I don't know who trashed our camp?
Thugs? Well, you got a lot of damn nerve, lady, after the crap you people pulled.
Alec, there's no need
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Like what about all that mutilated livestock?
Oh, please. You don't think we're going to go around mauling cattle, huh?
What about my son's girlfriend, Linda McConnell?
Dad, can I go home now?
1 minute, son.
That kid that got attacked, what the hell are you asking me for?
She got torn up the same way as the livestock, as my dog Duster. This stuff all started when you people camped out at the lake. Who knows? Maybe you're turning your dogs loose on us at night.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we got the Doberman gang holed up in our camp. We communicate with them telepathically and send them out on missions at night.
Don't push me,
will you listen to what you're saying? And why the hell are you always pointing the finger at us, huh? What about what the army is doing out there? Maybe this animal belongs to them, huh? I say maybe it's a cougar or a wolf, except you ranchers wipe them all out.
Miss Powell?
Listen, honey. The dinosaurs are extinct, too, and it's just as well.
Alec.
As long as you got yours, screw the rest of the world.
Hey, you bet that's how I feel.
We're the ones who deserve extinction, not them.
Well, you got that.
Well, screw you, all right?
Hey, you can't push me around. My poor dog was defenseless, but I'm not.
Violence. Forget violence, you jerk!
Oh, yeah? Yeah!
No, no, come on. Stop it! Stop it, you two! Stop it! Either of you do that again, I'll lock you both up. I want everybody out of my office right now, and I do mean right now. I will come out in 5 minutes and meet you outside. Yes, Frank?
Are you sure you don't want...
Get out of here!
Well, another day, another dollar. Pass me the handset, Frank.
Sure.
Is this Unit 3 base? We're coming back from our domestic dispute.
Glad to hear that, Unit 3. What'd you hit Bill with this time?
No bloodshed for a change, just a lot of yelling and broken furniture. We're going to stop by the environmentalist camp at the lake, check up on those terrorist charges. Yeah, looks like we need gas, too. Should be back in a couple hours. Unit 3, over and out.
Yeah, well, we need all the gas because we're always rushing to domestic disputes. Sometimes I wish that old woman would just make up her mind and kill him and save us all the time and the gas.
Oh, now, Frank, see, if you were married, you'd take all this in stride.
I don't think anybody would take being married to Millicent in stride, Jim.
Whoa! Whoa, look out!
What the hell was that?
I don't know. Give me the flashlight.
Jim, don't! Wait a minute.
What?
Jim, just wait a minute.
Frank, give me the damn flashlight. Whatever it was fast.
Hang on, I'm coming with you. See anything?
Oh, nothing.
Looks kind of like a monkey. A baboon or something. A scaly baboon, that's what it looked like.
Yeah. It was something on two legs, all right.
But what?
Frank.
It's on the roof of the car!
Look out!
Oh, Jim! Oh, helmet! Oh, helmet! Oh, God! Oh, God! Oh, God! Oh, God! Oh, helmet, Jim!
Frank!
Oh, Lord! Oh, Lord!
Easy now, stay still!
I'm done, man! I'm done!
Frank, stop it! Listen to me! Stay still! Oh, my God!
Jim, my hand hurts! It hurts real bad! Oh, no! It tore off my hand! Oh, God, it can't be! My hand is gone, Jim!
Stop moving! I have to get a tourniquet on you. I'm going to get the first aid kit in the back.
Oh, God! Oh, God! You gotta help me find it, Jim! Do you hear me?
Easy, Frank. It'll be okay. Help you find what?
You gotta help me find my hand!
Your hand? Oh, God, look, you're bleeding out here, buddy. We gotta take care of that first. Oh, man. This may hurt, Frank. I can't help that.
I can stick it back on, can't I? You gotta find it.
Hold on, Frank. Let me get this on you.
Ow! Damn it, that hurt!
I know. I'm sorry. I just have to make it tight.
Oh, God damn it! Did you shoot the bastard?
No,
Jim? Did you shoot it?
No, it was right on top of you. Okay. Okay, that's done. Now let's get you in the car. Here we go.
Oh, God. I feel like I'm made of jelly.
I know. Just hang on. Almost there.
Did you see his eyes? Did you?
Now watch your head.
Oh, man, that hurt.
Oh, careful. Base, this is Unit 3.
What's up, Unit 3?
Look, call into the hospital at Grants and get air rescue. Get a medevac. Frank's hurt real bad and we gotta chopper him out of here. Our position is... The windshield, watch out!
The whole thing smashed in. Are you cut?
Oh, my God!
Jesus, how did it get on the hood?
Shoot it! Shoot it!
Damn, that's ugly.
My hand! The bastard's eating my hand!
All right, that's it. Cover your face, Frank.
Suck on this. Give it a little incentive to stay away.
That was my hand. It was.
Hang on. We're swinging round.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You'll make it, Frank. You're going to be okay.
It's on my window. It's on my side, Jim.
Jesus, what is it? Bulletproof? Oh, you want his other hand, you bastard. All right, come on.
Ah, he's getting it from my window.
Hang on. I'm going to shake it off.
Yes. Yes, I did it.
Run over him. Run over it, Jim!
Don't worry, I got him right in my sights. Oh, no. We never got to that gas station. No. Come on. Come on!
Oh, crap!
Empty. Base, this is Unit 3. Over. Damn, now something's wrong with the radio. Base, this is Unit 3. Over. The radio's dead. That's impossible. The battery is okay. How can the radio be dead? This isn't happening. What's that? What's that noise? Is it an earthquake?
Oh, okay. Game over. I'm dying, and now I'm hallucinating.
Are you seeing that big thing in the sky?
Yeah.
So am I. Wild animals, things coming out of the blue. Let's get the hell out of here.
Damn it.
It's landing. It's coming down. What is that? Oh, no. Who is that? They're driving right up to it. Oh, for the love of... Sarah, get back in your car, you idiot!
Sheriff, I have been following this thing for half a mile. It is incredible! Look at it! Look at the size of it! Those ranchers hired that thing to terrorize our camp again!
Sarah, it's not the ranchers. Turn around. Get back in your car. Take Frank with you. Go back into town and get help! What the... Another car? Who's...
It's Alec.
I caught you this time, Miss Environmentalist. I saw you speeding past me on the highway. You were guiding your flying pals in. They're gonna parachute in reinforcements.
Guiding them? You know damn well
that... Quiet! Get back in your cars! Now! There's a wild animal on the loose and we don't know what the hell that thing is hovering overhead. Help me carry Frank. Move!
Hello? Hello out there?
Where is that coming? Is that thing talking?
There's really no need for alarm. We're just here to pick up our daughter's bit.
There you are, Cleo. Bad Cleo, bad girl.
Oh, my God, what is that?
Whatever it is, it attacked Frank.
We're terribly sorry. She accidentally got out on our last trip here. So we intend to keep her on the leash from now on. Isn't that right, dear?
Yes, Mommy.
Yes.
Pat, what is... Of course. Of course, it was just a pet, but it was in the wrong environment. That's what's been eating the cattle.
I don't know about that, but you were blaming me for flying damn helicopters over your camp.
Oh, will you shut up? This is a great moment.
I told you. I knew it. I knew it was a damn monster. Nobody listens to me. Now, can somebody drive me to the hospital?
Here, Cleo. Here, girl.
All right, then. Well, sorry for all the trouble.
Now, hold on. Do you have any idea how much harm that thing caused? There's a kid in a hospital looking like a jigsaw puzzle with some pieces missing. My deputy lost his hand. I don't even know how many of our animals that thing killed. And the whole town has been at each other's throats because of this.
Oh, yeah, really? Sorry. Oh, cheerio!
Sir! Sir, wait! Sir!
my God! That was amazing!
Sheriff, do you know what this means? We really aren't alone in the universe!
But we're together on this planet. Like it or not. All of us. Meaning we've got to get along a little better with each other. Now shake hands, you two. Help me with Frank and let's get back to town and tell him what we saw.
Well, thank goodness that's over.
Yes. Keo! Oh, I miss you ever so much. Come here, girl.
Oh,
Mummy?
Yes, darling.
I think Keo had a puppy.
What? Let me see. Oh, yes, there she did.
Papa?
Well, don't worry, dear. They are born totally so soon.
Yes, and they do breed rather quickly.
Oh, so they do. They aren't going to be happy about this. Back there.
What is it?
There's something on my leg, Sheriff.
What?
There's something. Ow! Ow!
Here's another one. No, it's. Ow! One shot. All right, come on. Stand back. All right.
Hi, Paula, this is Terry.
Terry, I was just going to call you. Any word from your brother?
It's the strangest thing. I've been calling and calling for 2 days, and the phones don't seem to be working. And when I call information in New Mexico to find out what the trouble is, it just keeps disconnecting.
How weird. I haven't heard a thing on the news, so I just don't know.
Well, I'll keep trying, but I'm very worried.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
Wow! That episode gave me a psychological breakthrough. I believe I just got in touch with my inner creep. Personally, I think our talented cast deserves a hand, especially the deputy. I've heard of issuing a hands-off policy, but I think those extraterrestrial pets went a little too far. One thing's for sure, kiddies. We're not alone in the universe. We're being visited all the time by odd-looking, scaly little slimy creatures with bulging eyes, big heads, long, skinny necks, and wiry thin arms that drag along the ground. I'm getting all turned on just thinking about it. Well, creeps, until next time when I whip up another deadly dish of frightening fricassee. I leave you with this little-known historical fact. 1,400 years ago today, 3 knights of the Round Table were boiled in oil. And they were delicious. Bon appetit!
The crypt is closed.